Today's message is about love, serve, and praise Jesus' name forever. And this message is just as much for me as it is for you. I want to let's all do our best, our very best. Let's do our utmost for His highest. God, He deserves our very best. It is my desire to love and serve and praise the Lord forever. If that's not your desire, I pray it will be before you leave here today. I want to start with prayer. Let's pray. Almighty God, You are the great Creator of heaven and earth. You are worthy of all our praise today and every day, forever and ever. Our hope is in Your unfailing love. Please strengthen our faith in You as we read from Your Word today. You are our all in all. May our lives be changed forever to bring You glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I want to start with reading from Ephesians chapter 6, verse 13 through 20. I want to encourage you all to put up your shield of faith every morning. From Ephesians chapter 6, verse 13 through 20, it says, "Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints and for me, that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that in it I may speak boldly as I ought to speak." It says, above all, take the shield of faith. I say every morning, I just say it. I say, I believe that my God is a good, good God. And this is the day the Lord has made, and I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. So, say every morning, this is going to be a good, good day. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Start off your day that way. Sometimes before my feet even hit the floor, before I get out of bed, I just say, I believe that my God's a good, good God. And this is the day the Lord has made. And I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. It's like putting up that shield of faith. And so whenever those fiery darts from the enemy come, they just bounce off the shield of faith and you keep going through the day. Maybe you know this old song. It goes like this, and I'm not a singer, and my daughters. Oh, I'm very happy today that my two daughters, Rachel and Michelle, my precious daughters, Rachel's 20, Michelle's 15, and my lovely wife, Christine, is here with me today. They know that I can't sing, but I like this old song. It says, love him, love him in the morning. Love him, love him at noontime. Love him, love him, love him when the sun goes down. And it repeats, he says, serve him, serve him, serve him in the morning. Serve him at noontime. Serve him, serve him, serve him when the sun goes down. And then it finishes with praise him, praise him. Praise him in the morning, praise him at noontime. Praise him, praise him, praise him when the sun goes down. And I believe if we sing that song to ourselves daily, and we think about the words of the song, and we try to do those things, of loving and praising and serving the Lord morning, noon, and night. It'll change our lives. Now, I want to read from Psalms chapter 92, verse 1 and 2. It says, it is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night. When are we to proclaim His love? In the morning. And His faithfulness? Every night. Please just do it. Remind yourself of His love and faithfulness every day. Chris Tomlin says it well in his song, Good, Good Father. Just sing the words to yourself. Proclaim it. You are a good, good Father. That's who you are. And I am loved by you. That's who I am. God, you are perfect in all your ways. I think maybe later, Bonnie told me that we may sing that song. A good, good Father. I want to read now from 1 John chapter 4, 7 through 21. So, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. In this, the love of God was manifested toward us. That God, who sent His only begotten Son into the world that we might live through Him. And this is love, not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God abides in us, and His love has been perfected in us. By this we know that we abide in Him and He in us, because He has given us His Spirit, and we have seen and testified that the Father has sent the Son as Savior of the world. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love. And he who abides in love abides in God and God in him. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as He is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. If someone says, I love God, and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? And this commandment we have from him, that he who loves God must love his brother also. I am so thankful I can say that I am not afraid today. God's perfect love can take away your fear as well, if you need him to help you in this area. Be sure his love is strong enough. Just believe in God and his holy love. And don't forget, we must love each other. Now please listen and open your heart as we read from Romans chapter 8, verse 35 through 39. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for your sake, we are killed all day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, or powers, nor things present, or things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. God wants to touch you with His love. It makes me so happy when I think of God's great love for me. God is here. God's Spirit is in this place. His love, it makes me want to shout, hallelujah! Let's now read from Matthew chapter 6, 19 through 21, and then chapter 6, 27 through 34. It says, do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. And from verse 27, which of you by worrying can add one cubit to his stature? So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Now if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is today and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you? O you of little faith, therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? For all these things the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. This is Jesus speaking. All this is Jesus telling us, don't worry. Don't worry. Don't worry about tomorrow. He loves you. He loves you so much. We shouldn't worry. Don't worry about tomorrow. Please be encouraged today. God is real. His love is real. I have been in Japan for almost 28 years. I am now 51. The Lord has been good to me and my family. We have not wanted for anything all these years. I thank God for all He has given me in the past, for all I have now, and for all He will give me in the future. I know, I have a deep down confidence that Almighty God is in control. And that's what joy is. Having that deep down confidence that Almighty God is in control. Let's now read from Colossians chapter 3, verse 23 and 24. And whatever you do, do it heartily, as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance. For you serve the Lord Christ. Whatever you do, do it for Jesus. I wash dishes for Jesus. I'm here to tell you it makes a big difference. I didn't used to wash dishes for Jesus. I used to wash dishes for Christine, my wife, and my daughters, but now I wash dishes for Jesus, and it makes a difference. So whatever you do, going to work, changing the baby's diapers, whatever you do, do it for Jesus. Jesus said, as you do it unto the least of these, you've done it unto me. So remember, whatever you do, do it for Jesus. Who wants to be great? Do you want to be great in God's kingdom? I do. I do. Anybody else? Nobody else? There's a few people. Who wants to be great in God's kingdom? What does Jesus say about being great? Let's read Matthew chapter 20, 25 and 28. But Jesus called them to himself and said, you know that the rulers and the Gentiles lord it over them, and those who are great exercise authority over them. Yet it shall not be so among you, but whoever desires to become great among you, let him be your servant. And whoever desires to be first among you, let him be your slave. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many. Learn to be a servant. It will change your life. Is it easy to live simply, expect little, and give much? Jesus can help you if you ask him. Jesus can fill your life with his special love that gives and doesn't take. Let's scatter some sunshine. Smile, because God loves you. Forget about yourself and think of others. Do as you would have others do for you. Jesus is love. He is the secret to my happiness. Jesus has to be our first love. All else has to be secondary. Now let's read from Psalms 139, 1 through 18. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You understand my thought afar off. You comprehend my path and my lying down. You are acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word on my tongue, but behold, O Lord, you know it altogether. You have hedged me behind and before, and laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain it. Where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend into heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall fall on me, even the night shall be light about me, Indeed, the darkness shall not hide from you, but the night shines as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to you. For you formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed, and in your book they all were written, the days fashioned for me, as yet were none of them. How precious also are your thoughts to me, O God. How great is the sum of them. If I should count them, they would be more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with you. Don't you just want to shout? Hallelujah! God knows every detail of our lives. And He loves us. Let's read Psalms 147, verse 11. The Lord takes pleasure in those who fear Him, in those who hope in His mercy. Please join me and let's put our hope in God's unfailing love. God loves us. Believe it. It's true. I'm excited to be here today. I have saved the best for last. Let's read Psalms 148, verse 1 through 12. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise Him in the heights. Praise Him, all His angels. Praise Him, all His hosts. Praise Him, sun and moon. Praise Him, all you stars of light. Praise Him, you heavens of heavens, and you waters above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for He commanded, and they were created. He also established them forever and ever. He made a decree which shall not pass away. Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures and all the depths, fire and hail, snow and clouds, stormy wind fulfilling His word, mountains and hills, fruitful trees and all cedars, beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowl, kings of the earth and all peoples, princes and all judges of the earth, both young men and maidens, old men and children. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. I want to soon close in prayer. But before I do, I want to say how very thankful I am to God for the life of Oswald Chambers, who died about 101 years ago. His book, My Utmost for His Highest, May 8th this year, really spoke to me. He said, a saint's life is in the hands of God like a bow and arrow in the hands of an archer. God is aiming at something the saint cannot see. But our Lord continues to stretch and strain. And every once in a while, the saint says, I can't take it anymore. Yet, God pays no attention. He goes on stretching until His purpose is in sight. And then He lets the arrow fly. Entrust yourself to God's hands. Is there something in your life for which you need perseverance right now? Probably many of you could raise your hand and say, there's something I need perseverance for right now. I can raise my hand. Maintain your intimate relationship with Jesus Christ through the perseverance of faith. Faith is a strong and vigorous confidence built on the fact that God is holy love. So, let's remember what the message is about today. Love, serve, and praise Jesus' name forever. Let's do our best. Our very best. Let's do our utmost for His highest. God deserves our best. I want to close now in prayer. Please bow your head. Almighty God, I am so thankful for Your great love and faithfulness. Please help me and everyone here to know Your grace is sufficient for each and every day. Help us to love You and to love each other. In Jesus' wonderful name I pray. Amen.